Come, let us worship and bow down. It is the Lord that has made us and not we ourselves. Welcome into the sanctuary of Ignite One Worship Center, Alpharetta, Georgia. Listen, please don't charge it to our heads. Charge it to our hearts. We apologize for coming on late. We're in a different time zone. And it just got away from us. Amen. We were keeping with the same time, and we realized that one of our spiritual daughters said, "Hey, you guys okay?" And we realized that, oh my God, we are an hour ahead or hour behind. So please forgive. And we are here, amen, in the name of the Lord. So we're thankful and grateful to have you this morning. Go ahead, tag and share, text someone and let them know you did not miss, amen, the word of God this morning. You did not miss Ignite One this morning that we are on, amen, and they can chime in and tap in now to the glory of God, to get the word of God. So let's get it out, amen, so that everybody can get in and we can get on with the Lord's business. Father, in Jesus' name, we're so thankful this morning that you woke us up, hallelujah, and you give us our right minds. You cause us to have life, health, and strength in our limbs and our body. In you, we live, move, and have our being. We decree and declare that this is your day, hallelujah. Thank you for new mercies, God, that are new every morning that we have not seen. We thank you for the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the power of the word of God. We exalt you. We extol you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. We glorify you. How excellent is your name in all the earth. We pray this morning that the word of God will, hallelujah, change your life. Glory to God. Touch your heart. Amen. And save a soul by the power of Jesus Christ. We love you this morning. And we thank you for all of those that will join. I magnify you for my partner, my hallelujah, glory to God, Prophetess Tracy and the Ignite One family. We thank you, God, for what you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Right where you are as you're coming on, give God a praise. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people, hallelujah, and shout unto God with the voice of triumph. It was David. He said that, "One thing that I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." You see, amen, that our background is different today, but glory to God, amen, all is still well and the same. So this morning, we want to get into just last week, we talked about being all in. Out of the book of Acts, chapter number 2, glory to God, just really the first verse, and then Matthew 27, glory to God. And we talked about being all in, glory to God. And I gave a definition for what all in means, and what it was that all in was to be fully committed. It was to be persuaded to a purpose or cause, watch this, with a passion and a pursuit that you are going to give your life to whatever the thing is. And I said that it was a passion that was legit, amen, and would not let you quit. Glory to God. And in the scripture, the disciples had got a word, amen, and they were all, glory to God, in the place of his promise, waiting for what he promised. Glory to God. And we know that the scripture is clear that God did not fall short of his promise. Amen. And there was a suddenly that came and it filled, amen, all the house and filled all those that were waiting in the place, amen, of his promise. So this morning, family, I want to take you into another place in scripture where it is our declaration, our thought, our theme, amen, and our mantra, as you've heard over the weeks and the months, we are one house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And We gravitate that and we carry that, amen, from our, amen, covering and connection, amen, as well. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so here we are. We are one house. And this morning, I want to take you to Nehemiah chapter number 2. Amen. And we're going to read verse 17 through 20. Glory to God. And then we're going to get into the word of God this morning. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17 through 20. Then said I to them, you see the distress that we're in, how Jerusalem lie waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach, or we are not shame anymore, or disgrace. Then verse 18, then I told them of the hand of God which was good upon me, and also the king's word that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. Hallelujah. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, and Geshem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, what is the thing that you do? Will you rebel against the king? Verse 20, then I answered and said to them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore, we his servants will arise and build, but you have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Amen. So this family, I want to take from really verse number 17, verse number 18, amen. I want to take from this particular thought this morning, working together as one to get it done. Yeah, working together as one to get it done is what we're talking about this morning. Amen. Working together as one to get it done. And I want to give you right up front, amen, I want to give you four ingredients, glory to God, that are necessary, glory to God, in order to get it done as one. Yeah, glory to God. We can get it done if we work together as one. So I'm going to give you four ingredients, glory to God, that will cause us to be able to see what it takes to get it done as we work together as one. Hallelujah. Here it is. Nehemiah said this. He got the leaders together, got the people together. And the first thing he says to them is, you see the distress that we are in. Updated versions, amen, would say the trouble, glory to God, that we are in. Hallelujah. You see the distress that we are in. So watch this now. What he does is he begins this journey of rebuilding and this journey of repairing and this journey of raising up again and restoring. He begins it with what I call, watch this, he gives them a vision of reality. A vision of reality. You see the distress that we're in. It's a vision of reality. It is impossible, amen, to start where you are not, glory to God. And so it is important, amen, that we recognize and we begin, amen, with what's real in order, glory to God, for us to get to where we're going. Hallelujah. So he begins with this vision of reality. See the distress that we're in. Then he says, and I told them of the good hand of God that was on me. And he moved from this vision of reality, watch this, to the validation of the anointing. He said, I told them about what the king said and the good hand of God that was on me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So the vision of reality is the validation of the anointing. Glory to God. Nehemiah was anointed to do, glory to God, what God called him to do. And watch this, amen, the reason it is working together as one to get it done, because God didn't call him by himself to do it all. Glory to God. It's the validation of the anointing. Glory to God. And then watch this. And the people said, let us rise up and build. So then, because of the validation of the anointing, because of the vision of reality, amen, watch it, please. Glory to God. Then we bring in the voice of agreement. My God, the power of agreement. If any two, glory to God, shall touch and agree and ask anything, it shall be done of them. Glory to God. There's strength in numbers. Glory to God. Two are better than one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so it's the voice of agreement. And here's the fourth thing that made this impossible task, glory to God, possible for people that were willing to work together as one. Hallelujah. It was, watch this. And then from there, they said, let us strengthen our hands for the work. And then it moves to victory by faith. Glory to God. It's the vision of reality where things are broken down, things are burned down, the gates, amen, are tore down, the city walls, amen, have been tore down and burned down. But they have a vision of reality that ends up in a victory by faith because, hey, that was a valid anointing and that was the voice of agreement. Oh my God, can I get somebody to agree with me this morning? Glory to God that we can do this if we do it as one. Oh my, hallelujah. Okay, so here we go. So watch it now, because accomplishing, well, it really says that accomplishing the work and the will of God, amen, for you and I, amen, it's going to take, watch this, is going to take everybody that shall be a part of the work. Oh my, that was deep right there. It's going to take everybody that shall be a part of the work. See, when everybody in the local body, hallelujah, do their part in the work, here's what happens. We begin to maximize grace. Yeah, glory to God. When everybody get involved in there and do their part, and when we work as one to get it done, we maximize grace. Hallelujah. Yeah, we maximize grace. Not only do we maximize grace when we work as one to get it done, we maximize, glory to God, growth. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. And then watch this. We maximize good as well. Why? Because we're maximizing our gifts and our giving. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's how we really work together to get it done as one, as Nehemiah and the people of God did within the confounds of the scripture. Glory to God. This morning, hallelujah. He said, see the distress that we're in. Glory to God. He told him of the good hand of God that was on him. Glory to God. They said, because the king sent you and you have that authority, glory to God, and we are with you, let's rise up and do this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then watch this. They didn't just say it, but the scripture said they strengthened their hands to get ready for the work. Oh my, hallelujah. Somebody type in the chat, get ready for the work this morning. Glory to God. And so watch this now, because it's very important that we understand how we should work together as one to get it done, because the scripture, the Bible, amen, lets us know that that's how God and what God created us for. Glory to God, to be a corporate people, to work together, amen, for his corporate, amen, plan, or in his corporate plan. So in the same manner, every believer, glory to God, watch this, has the opportunity to participate in the work of God. But it begins with seeing the vision. Glory to God. Yeah, Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, you got it, people perish. Or another verse say that people cast off strength, or they run wild. In other words, folks want to do what they want to do, how they want to do it, when they want to do it, amen, the way they want it done, because watch this, they're not in the plan of working as one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So watch it, please. Let's go, amen, to 1 Corinthians 12, glory to God, verse 4 through 7. We're talking about, amen, working as one to get it done this morning. 1 Corinthians, verse number 12, chapter 12, verse 4 through 7. And what we will see when we get there, we're going to see diversities. We're gonna see differences, here's the key, but the same. Diversities, differences, but the same. You got it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Those are valuable, amen, tools of understanding when we are working together as one to get it done. Diversities, differences, the key is, but the same. Now, verse 4, now there are diversities of gifts. Here it is, but the same Spirit. Glory to God. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. Glory to God. And there are diversities of operations. You see that? But the same God which worketh all in all. Glory to God. That's why it's important that if you are going to declare that you are all in, it's not just what you say. Come on, it's what you do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch it, verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every one, or every man, to profit with all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So there's diversities, there are differences, but the key is, but the same. Glory to God. The same, hallelujah, Spirit. The same Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the same Spirit of faith. Hallelujah. As we work together to work as one to get it done this morning. I'm talking to somebody this morning that's excited about being part of a team and excited about being part of something God is doing bigger than themselves. And they have a willingness, glory to God, and a stirring in their spirit to do it as one, even though, glory to God, you're going to have some differences. You're going to have some diversities. Amen. And there are going to be different administrations, different operations, glory to God, and different gifts. Amen. But it's the same. It's the same. It's the same. That's how God built, glory to God, hallelujah, the Spirit of God to operate when we work together and come together as one to get it done. Here's the reality. None of us are that good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. None of us are that great. If it's not for the Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit administrating and operating and working through us in our willingness, glory to God, hallelujah, it's nothing happening. My, hallelujah, glory to God. So here it is. We all have to come to the voice of agreement if there is an authentic and true validation of the anointing and you can see the vision of reality. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're all one. We're all in it. Amen. And all in, we should rise up. Glory to God to get it done. Hallelujah. We're all in him. That's it. We're all in Jesus. We're all in him. We're all into him. Yeah. Amen. Watch this. And we are all insufficient in ourselves. Yeah, we're all insufficient in ourselves. The Bible says that our sufficiency is of him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So your gift by itself, amen, hallelujah, is good, but it does not maximize grace if you don't bring it together. Glory to God. Watch this. And it's not going to be the same gift, but it's going to be a diversity and a difference. But we're believing God that the Spirit of God is the one that makes it the same. Hallelujah. We're working together. Glory to God. And we're maximizing growth. We're maximizing grace. And we're maximizing good because our gifts are working together and our giving is working together as well. Wow. Glory to God. Here it is. Watch this now. 1 Corinthians 12:12. I'm just going to read the CSB version of the Bible here. For just as the body is one and has many parts, and all the parts of that body, though many, are one body, also is Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. In simplicity, Glory to God. Our oneness and our sameness come from us being in him, not being in us, or not being who we are, amen, but what we are and what we are called to do, amen, and make the difference, glory to God, even though we're different, by doing our part. Wow, glory to God. Here it is, Ephesians 4:16. For him, or from him, the whole body is fitted and knitted together by every supporting ligament. Ligaments, glory to God, promotes the growth of the body for building itself up in love by the proper working of each individual part. Wow, glory to God, hallelujah. Somebody shout, thank God for giving me a part, hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. Listen, please, listen, no matter if it's with our ministry, no matter if it's with our money, it don't matter if it's with our marriage, it doesn't matter if it's with our motivation. Matter of fact, it's so simple, it doesn't even matter if it's with us trying to take care of our mama. Glory to God, hallelujah. If it can be done, we got to do it as one. Glory to God, that's what matters. Glory to God, that's what matters. The vision of reality. He came to them and said, do you see the trouble, the disgrace that we're in? Glory to God, hallelujah, amen. If you are around your leader and your leader is trying to build vision and show you, glory to God, what it takes and what it needs, glory to God, and you can see it, that means that you got to motivate, glory to God, and connect to the fact that you're called to be a part of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Watch this now. Even if you don't have the vision, don't get discouraged as long as you're following somebody with the vision. Glory to God. Wow, my God. Because you don't have to see it to be able to do it. You just need somebody that can see. Okay, let me go. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Here it is. Watch it now, because when we get to this, whatever it is, amen, it can be done if we do it as one, if we work together as one. Again, Genesis chapter number 11, verse 1 through 6. The whole earth, amen, had one language, amen, and the same words, glory to God. And the scripture said, the Lord said, behold, the people are one, amen, and they all have the same language. And he said, and this is only the beginning of what they will do, amen, and nothing that they purpose to do will be impossible for them, because they were working together as one to get it done. Wow, amen. So, glory to God. So the thing is right there, the revelation is dealing with the fact that because they were working together as one, amen, two things connected the spirit of that faith. It was, watch this, what they said and then what they did. What they said and what they did. Yeah, what they said and what they did. Glory to God. Amen. I've been doing this, amen, a couple of weeks, a couple of days, amen. And you know what? My faith is not so much in what people saying. Glory to God. It's in really when I see your video and your audio come together. It's in what you're going to do because of what you said. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. So it's what we say as we're getting it done, and then it's what we do as we get it done. So watch it now, because when we look at the text in Nehemiah 18, glory to God, B and C, it's this. It's watch what they said and watch what they did. Watch it now. Nehemiah gives them the vision of reality. Glory to God. He gives them the validation of the anointing on his life. He's letting them know, amen, that listen now, the king is behind this. I got letters for governors. I got letters for all we need to begin the bill. I left under the king's authority, amen, in the grace and the good of the king, and I have an assignment Glory to God. Watch this. That calls for you to come partner with me, glory to God, to help me rebuild what you have, watch this, been living in and satisfied with. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. They just had settled for the fact that that's the way it was, and they were living behind, watch this, tore down walls. They were living behind burned gates. They were living behind a ruin of a city. Amen. And they were yet supposed to be the people of God. Hallelujah. And so Nehemiah came, amen, and they said, let's rise up and do it. Let's build this, man of God. Let's build this, because if you got a vision of reality and you got a validation of the anointing, we want to be connected to that, and we can do it. Glory to God. Watch it now. So they did what they said. The scripture said, glory to God, hallelujah, that they rose up and they said, let's build. Then they strengthened their hands for the work. That's what they said, and that's what they did. They didn't just say, let's do it, glory to God. They prepared themselves. They got ready, glory to God, hallelujah, and they began to do it. Hallelujah. They began to do it. Do it. And working together as one to get it done, family of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Working together as one to get it done. We can get it done if we let's rise up and build. Let's come together with the voice of agreement, because we know it's going to take work, glory to God, to manifest whatever God is saying and whatever God is doing. Glory to God. He's going to do it through you and me. Hallelujah. Working together as one to get it done. Let's rise up, glory to God, and build. Let's rise up and battle. Glory to God. Why? Because we have God's hand, glory to God, on us, and we have God's good work in us. He wants it done, and he wants to use your gift, glory to God, and the grace on your life, glory to God, to get it done. And the grace on my life and our life, glory to God, to get it done. Come on, somebody decide today that I want to help maximize grace. I want to help maximize growth. I want to help maximize good. I want to help, glory to God, maximize it with my gift and the giving, glory to God, at the place and the level that I can participate, be a part, do my part, glory to God, so God can get the glory out of it. Hallelujah. Wow. So in the text, in chapter number 3, I found it so profound, glory to God, that two things stuck out to me when I was just reading through this. Watch this. Number one, and we won't go there this week, but next week we will. But number one, when they got to a certain point, the thing that, watch this, made them legit and made them not quit was the fact that their unity, here it is, was found in their diversity. Oh my, I'm so thankful everybody is not like me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So their unity was found in their diversity. And here it is, watch this, please. And everybody had a part, and they did their part. That's how, amen, they got that work done. They got it done. And we'll discover, amen, that they got it done in such a fashion that the enemy, glory to God, lost confidence. Oh my, glory to God. So nobody in the work was insignificant. Everybody in the work, amen, glory to God, was important. Every member was critical. Every person was critical, amen, to the work of God. Why? Because God reveals through our gifts and our faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He reveals through our gift and our faith. I love verse 20 of the text. I love verse 20 of the text. So watch it now. Nehemiah has given them a vision of reality. Nehemiah has given them the validation of the anointing on his life. The people have risen up. Glory to God. And they said, let us rise up and build. The voice of agreement has come into the picture. you can feel and see the momentum. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then, amen, they strengthened their hands for the work, and they got themselves in an alignment for victory by faith. And watch it now. And in between, glory to God, verse 18 and verse 20 is verse 19. And the Bible says, and then opposition, glory to God, showed up. But I love what Nehemiah, I love, hallelujah, I love what he said, I love what he did. Verse number 20, watch this. When they came up against, amen, opposition, Nehemiah said, the God of heaven, oh, Shammai, he will prosper us. Glory to God. Let me translate that for you. Glory to God. Watch this. You are not trying to stop a person. You got to deal with a people. My God. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Not just the people. You got to deal with a people. Amen. That's stirred up for God. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A people that's willing. Glory to God. And working together as one to get it done. You are, watch this, you are about to underestimate, glory to God, who we work for. You are underestimating what we're working with, glory to God, because our force together, glory to God, is gonna get it done no matter what you do to stop it from being done. Hallelujah, wow. So watch it now. He was really saying, watch this, to stop us, you got to go through God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This work is his work. It's not our work. Glory to God. It's his anointing. It's not our anointing. It's his validation. It's not our validation. It's his victory, not our victory. Glory to God. You are, and then he said, you are not part of this, and you have no part in it. My God. Hallelujah. And they continued to do the work. They continued to do the work. I love it. Glory to God. And the scripture concludes that, watch this, they did it so effectively that they did it. They rebuilt the wall in 52 days. Glory to God. Even though they was facing opposition, but they had a good hand of God on them. Glory to God. And they were doing the good work of God through diversity and differences, but the same spirit of faith. God made it happen because they were working together as one. If there ever been a time that the body of Christ and the local church, hallelujah, need to get together and be one, the time is now. Hallelujah. The time is now. We need to be thinking of how we can transform our community, our city, our surroundings, glory to God, our marketplace, as when we work together as one. It is important, glory to God, hallelujah, that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ rise up. Yeah, glory to God, hallelujah. Yeah, amen. This is a pivotal time, glory to God, and we must be willing, glory to God, to come together, amen, in the force of strength, glory to God, to do the will of God for this time, for this place, and for this people. That's what God is asking you to do if you're part of Ignite One Worship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. And if you're looking and you've been peeping in and you've been checking it out, glory to God, I'm asking you, amen, listen, glory to God, come on, amen, come join us. Let's get together, amen, and let's magnify God. Glory to God, and let's magnetize, glory to God, and maximize the grace, glory to God, and the good of God by working together to get it done. Glory to God as one. Wow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My. Wow. Amen. Glory to God. When the opposition showed up, they didn't quit. They didn't run. They didn't make an excuse to do anything else. Glory to God. Why? Because they were working together as one to get it done. Amen. They became builders and battlers. They became worshipers and warriors. They became fighters and faith walkers. Glory to God. Because they were working together as one to get it done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And even the scripture talks about how, amen, that because they were on, they had to be on alert. Glory to God. They were working with one hand and had their weapon by their side in the other hand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the work was that important to God. It was a call to work together as one to get it done. And it started with a strategy, glory to God, that God gave a man. Here it is. Please get this. A vision and a strategy that God gave a man, glory to God, that needed authority from a king, glory to God, that included a people, glory to God, that were assigned to help build as one. There it is right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my, shut up my soul. Glory to God. There it is right there. So let me move on. Hallelujah. And let me, amen, shut this down. Glory to God. Because I can't handle too much more of this. I pray that you are excited, amen, about working together to accomplish the will of God, amen, and the purposes of God in this season of your life. Glory to God. So watch it now. Watch it now. I'm going to read Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 16 out of the Message Bible. Here it is. Watch this. It says, the wall was finished on the 25th day of Elul. Watch this. It had taken 52 days. When all our enemies heard the news and all the surrounding nations saw it, our enemies totally lost their nerve. Did you hear what I just read? Watch this. Why did they lose their nerve? Why did they lose their confidence? Why did they lose their ability to try to come against what was happening? Here it is. They knew that God was behind the work. Oh my God. Hallelujah. They knew that God was in the work. They knew that God was working with the people. Or they knew that Nehemiah and the people were working with God because they had done everything they could to stop it from happening. And then it happened. Watch this, in 52 days. Wow. Glory to God. God did a quick work because the people were willing to work together. Amen. I think I mentioned in Thursday Bible study how that when Nehemiah left, glory to God, the presence of the king, he left with four things that gave him momentum, amen, and caused this thing to happen, glory to God, the way that God wanted it to take place. Because after they built up, amen, the wall, then the next season of working together as one was, watch this, he got the wall built up to keep the enemy out. Then they start focusing on building up the worship again to keep God in. Oh my God, hallelujah, amen. So watch it now, because Nehemiah, he was operating with the king's authority, and he left with uncommon favor. Yeah, uncommon favor. Glory to God, uncommon favor, glory to God. And then not only he had uncommon favor, glory to God, but then he was able, glory to God, to that favor caused him to be able to move through open doors. Yeah, open doors, glory to God, open doors, glory to God. And then he had divine provision. Yeah, divine provision, glory to God. When he got to the wall, he had everything he needed, glory to God, to build it, because he left with that uncommon favor, that divine provision, amen, and walked through those open doors where the people, glory to God, that were subject to the king's authority released what he needed while he was on his way. Ayabasha, in Jesus' name, I pray even right now, glory to God, that the king released authority, glory to God, over everybody that got what you need to get what God has called you to accomplish done. In Jesus' name, glory to God. I receive that for myself. Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. Glory to God. My God, may the Spirit of God empower you today. Glory to God, as you work together to build amen, the kingdom of God. That's what we want to do. That's what we want to see. We are working together as one to get it done. Nehemiah is packed with so many lessons of leadership, glory to God, and how to build, glory to God. One of those lessons is that, watch this, if you're going to work together to get it done and do it as one, it got to be team up. It can't be top down. Glory to God. Because it's going to take a multiplicity, amen, of giftedness, amen, and a grace flowing together, glory to God, to do it the way God wanted it done. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And if you are in, glory to God, this Alpharetta area, you're in, glory to God, the Lake City area on the south side, glory to God, or in the middle, the Marriott, wherever you at, glory to God, listen, if you know, amen, that you are sensing that God is calling you, amen, back to his fold, glory to God, because he's gifted you with a grace, amen, glory to God, that's assigned to help, amen, we admonish you, glory to God, to pray about and to come be a part of what God is doing. Glory to God. We take no credit. We can take no credit. We just want God to get the glory out of it. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Amen. We're working together as one to get it done. Amen. And that is the lesson of faith for us today. The anointing on all of us is more powerful than the anointing on any one of us by ourselves. Glory to God. He gave them a vision of reality. He gave them the validation of the anointing. Glory to God. They rose up in the voice of agreement and they saw a victory by faith. Hallelujah. Man, that's powerful right there. That's a good preaching outline for some preacher. Amen. You got my permission. You can take all of that. Glory to God. But I'm telling you, glory to God. I'm telling you, that's awesome right there. Amen. And we're going to just dig into that throughout these weeks as we approach, glory to God, this Easter season. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Let me read one more scripture for you. Amen. Because what Nehemiah said when opposition came was, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Again, glory to God. You're not coming against us. It's not our work. It's his work. You're coming against him. Glory to God. And we're going to see to it, amen, that we do what he has asked us to do, and you have no part in it. Glory to God. No weapon, that's it. Yeah, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Glory to God. And every tongue that rises up against us shall be condemned. That's the word of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, Nehemiah 4, let's go there. I'm going to read verse 15 through 20. Amen. And we're going to close it out and we're going to pray this morning. I pray you've been enjoying this quick word this morning, glory to God, and this exhortation to your faith to get aligned, amen, and get connected to do your part, glory to God, hallelujah, in the kingdom of God. Here it is. Watch it now. Verse Nehemiah 4, verse 15 through 20. Now when our enemies heard that we knew about their plot against us, look how God is involved in this. Opposition is coming, and we can't go all the way back, but they were trying their best, amen, to do everything within their power. Sanballat, Tobiah, amen, and the prophetess Nadia, glory to God, glory to God. They were behind all of this, and they were trying their best, amen, to stop the work, discourage the people, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, and confuse the people and confuse the leader, but they could not fight against the fact that Nehemiah started with a vision of reality. You can't tell me it's broke down, and I already know it's broke down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to come with something better than that. I know we disgraced. Glory to God. So you can't use that on me. Glory to God, because I got the reality of where we started. Glory to God. So here it is. Watch it now. Amen. We knew about their plot against us. Watch this. And that God has frustrated their plan. They had a plot, but God frustrated their plan. Yeah, we all returned to the wall, each one to his work. You got it? individually. We working together as one. We all return to the wall, but each one to his work. Verse 16, from that day on, Nehemiah said, half of my servants carried on the work while the other half held spears, shields, bows, breastplate, and the captains were behind the whole house of Judah. Verse 17, those who were rebuilding the wall and those who carried the burdens loaded themselves so that everyone worked with one hand and held a weapon in the other. My God, builders and battlers right there. Glory to God. Every builder had his sword secured to his side as he built. And the one who sounded the trumpet stood by my side. And I said to the nobles and officials and the rest of the people, the work is great, extensive, and we are separated on the wall, far from one another. So whenever you hear the sound of the trumpet, gather there. Our God will fight for us. Wow. Hallelujah. My God. Listen, please. If we are called to do this together, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, when you hear the summons of coming together, whether that's a meeting, whether that's a greeting, whether that's a virtual, whether that's a physical, when you hear it, the sound of coming together, don't get left by yourself. That's where the enemy, glory to God, will come in, hallelujah, and defeat you because, watch this, your difference has made you different. And you're ignoring but the same. My God. Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. Woo. God has called us to do it together. We can work together and do it as one to get it done. Why? We're one house. Glory to God. And we're going to see the power of oneness. Glory to God. We're going to see the validation of the anointing on all of our lives. We're going to see what the voice of agreement will do. We're going to see, hallelujah, what victory by faith look like, glory to God, as we strengthen our hands for the work of God to manifest the will of God. Hallelujah. Not only in our house, here it is, you got it, but in your house as well. I decree and declare, glory to God, that we're moving by faith, we're moving by force, glory to God, and we're moving into the future of God. Hallelujah. Hey, by the stirring of the Holy Ghost that will release favor, open doors. Glory to you. Hey, Shema, open doors. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Divine provision. Glory to God. And kingdom authority. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you this morning for the word of God. It is your will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That we live the Zoe life. It's the God kind of life. It's the life that is more abundantly. Your word, glory to God, is that we would decrease and you would increase. Your word is, God, hallelujah, that you called us together as one and you made the body, hallelujah, of differences, but by the grace of God, hallelujah, as we work together, our gifts, glory to God, are to profit with all or everyone. As you bring us together, God, we thank you for every part, hallelujah, every piece in every part of the plan of your vision for coming together, hallelujah, God, whether it be in the musicians, God, whether it be worshipers, whether it be workers, whether it be leaders, whether it be sowers, glory to God, God, hallelujah, artisans, whatever it is, God, that you call and attracted to the anointing, the validation of the anointing that comes from you as our King and your authority. We thank you now. We call it into the house of God. We decree and declare by faith, hallelujah, that we will rise up and build. Glory to God. And we're not talking about just building a building. We're talking about building a people. Glory to God, that has been satisfied. Glory to God, living behind broke down ruin. Glory to God, faith and lives. Hallelujah. God, that glory to God, that you give the anointing that destroys the yoke. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And remove the burdens as we trust you Thank you for your voice. Thank you for your victory. Thank you for these your people you call to be a part of this great work and the good hand of God that's upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, be blessed. We love you. Have an awesome, awesome rest of your day. It is because of him we move and live and have our being. This is the Apostle McCoy. Give an offering. Love you.